one moment here.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good.
Good. It's Monday already. Jeez. Holiday's already over with, huh?
Yep.
How's business? You guys staying busy?
Yeah, we are.
That's good. How do you guys typically get most of your clients these days?
Previous to me, it was all word of mouth. About 90% of our business was new construction, and then the 10% was kind of like friends and family of builders and stuff like that. I recently, though, just took out a package with Angie's List. So that's been producing a good amount of leads, and then SEO was kind of my next target to look at.
Gotcha. How's Angie's been working for you?
Pretty good. I have a few kinks I have to work out, and I have to get some testimonials loaded into the website to help with more leads.
I gotcha. And you guys have is it windowimpact.net? Is that what you guys are running under? Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. But it's AGT Builders is what you're basically showing as the business.
Yeah, that's the company. And then Window Impact was just the website.
Okay. So you guys trying to just focus on windows, or are you trying to obviously with a builder name versus like Window Impact, it's like totally two different things that are kind of going on.
Yeah, our focus is 100% on windows.
Okay, so you're just a 100% window company.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are a general contractor, but our focus is 100% on windows.
Okay, I see. Windows. Okay. Have you ever thought about coming up with a name that has, because you have the name Window Impact. You ever thought about, naming your business Window Impact?
Yeah, I thought about doing that for the R&R side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AGC.
Because
honestly,
if I showed your name, on Google.
Yeah, AGC Builders is
it being Window Impact, it's going to confuse
me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just had this conversation with a drywall company. Their name is Drywall and More Services. And I'm like, what are the more services, right? And what are you doing there? So, a lot of times, people don't think about this stuff when they're, because the general public, they're not necessarily, they can't delineate between the lines. They don't understand, right? You can because you know what your business is, but the general public has no clue. That when they see your name, they're going to think you're just a home builder.
Yeah, that's why I had a website built with the name Window Impact to be more specific, to help target more.
That's good.
Art.
And it's so easy. You could always do a DBA. File a DBA with that name, Window Impact. You don't necessarily need to do an LLC on it. Just keep it simple, right? But I can totally get you on the Google with the name Window Impact to help you guys,
Yeah, it's also good because about 95% of the work, 99% of the work we do is hurricane-rated windows. And they're technically called Impact Windows. So that was another reason I went with that name. Because they're impact rated
windows.
And
you guys, so you guys do window repair as well?
Yeah.
Got it. So that's a good vertical. I just want to see if I can qualify you for something else as well, because I want to make sure that it's something I can help you guys. And you're in Cape Coral at the 33909. Yep, is your zip code, right? So window repair and 33909. Okay, so let me just take a look here because Google has another program too. Have you ever heard of this thing called Google Verify, Tim? You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first thing we would need to do is get what they call a Google Business Profile set up for you. That's something, since we're a Google partner, it's very easy for us to do that, right? That would have the business name, right, which obviously we would be running with, Window Impact, okay? So it'd have the business name there, and then we would help you obviously start getting 5-star reviews, okay? But the nice thing is there's a vertical with Google where it's a pay-per-lead program as well, which takes your business to the next level, okay? That, to get set up, it does take some requirements. It's usually a 60-day turnaround to get that portion set up. Again, that's for more towards the long-term growth. But Google does require certain things. So the first thing is they would need some type of, like, either a builder or a general contractor or registered glass and glazing specialty contractor. Like, do you guys have a residential contractor license? Do you guys have any of those type of licenses at all for your business?
Yeah. So just to also give you some background, I don't own the business until December 14th. That's the day that we're closing on it. And then
no problem. Which is December plenty 12th. Of time too. Okay. Yeah, yeah, so that's next week. That's next Friday. It's fine. There's so much work that needs to be done up front anyways. So that you're actually, like, in a good spot because we can, you know, talk serious about this and, you know, gives us plenty of time because we don't get you on top of Google, like, in a day anyway. So, you know, while you're purchasing, so you, like, in the process of purchasing this business or is it just transferring or what's kind of going on?
Yeah, I'm basically giving them an upfront payment. And then I'm taking out a note that'll take about 10 months to pay back. And then that 10 month period, I'm done paying them and I just obtain the debt that the business has.
I gotcha. But you have a contractor license though, right? Of some sort.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So the previous owners, each of them have a general contracting license and we're going to continue to operate on the same license number.
Okay, cool. So then you're going to be fine. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. That's good. It's kind of good. Give me an idea.
It's not a glass and glazing license like a lot of people do.
Okay. But it's just a regular building contractor license or general contractor license?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. Perfect. And then last question, Tim. No felonies on any of you guys, right, over the last 7 years now?
None.
Okay, good. Got to ask this question because there's reasoning for that, obviously. Certain parameters that Google has on certain of these packages. So, okay. So that's the first step. We would help your business grow. And I have a lot of companies. One of my companies is called Stingray Electric. They're out of Florida too. And they do phenomenally well. Actually, Stingray spends a lot of money with us. A lot. Like crazy amount. Almost like 30 grand a month, right? And they're on this exact package that I'm going to talk to you about. Good news is we can, you know, crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. So that's the great news about our packages, right? Where we're going to be able to get you a solid campaign and we can start very affordably as well. Okay. So the paper leads is a great thing. I'm going to go over pricing on all of this, but that's the first way. The second way that we can help you is we're going to be able to take your business and throw you up on the map section, okay? That's where a lot of people find businesses day in and day out, right, is on the map section of Google. So anybody in the Cape Coral or surrounding area, they type in, you know, window company or window repair, you know, they usually go to the map section. Obviously, the guys at the very tippy top on the paper leads obviously would get a little bit more priority because they're at the very tippy top. Okay, but if we decide to do both, I can get you on both sections. Okay. So on the map section, though, great news is it's just a flat rate. You know, it's not like a pay-per-lead program. That's what I like about the map section. So since we are talking about a full digital marketing campaign, it's really a month-to-month. There's like there's no contracts. You know, it's not a pay-per-job type of thing on being on the map section. But anybody that types in any of the keywords like window repair, window company, storm windows, hurricane windows, like all those keywords that really relate to your business, we want to make sure that you guys are listed on the first page. They click and they call you directly, okay?
Yep.
So you would obviously need to get like a DBA or some type of business name that shows that name, obviously, because we're going to need to provide that to Google. Again, it takes a few days really to get that, you know, set up. So it's not like a ordeal, but I would definitely start working on that this week, right? So you can get a head start, right? Because when you do get the transfer of ownership, you know, we can definitely, you know, get some leads coming in for you so that, you know, it's affordable and it's like going to make you money. Right now, Angie's is okay. I hear mixed things about Angie's. Like 80% of my people that I talk to, they're not happy with Angie's. So 20% of my guys, they love Angie's. So really, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, Angie's is just a reseller, right? So they're like, Angie's just runs ads and then sells you those leads. What we're talking about is actually putting you up on Google. So in the area when people are searching for this type of business or service, you're showing up, right?
Yep.
So it's a little bit different. You're going to be where people actively go. To be honest with you, most people don't go to Angie's. Most people go to Google, 93%, in fact. They've done studies on this, right? So not just Google, though, are we going to target. We also use Facebook platform as well, okay? So, and you don't need to be a Facebook guru. We'll actually help you guys create a Facebook page for this business, right? But what we would be doing is using Facebook ads to attract customers on the Facebook platform as well, okay? And it's tied in to Google, okay? So obviously, Facebook is actually the second most visited place, Tim, besides Google. So obviously, you guys want to, you know, be there, but not just there. You want to be capturing that book of business, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
So what we would do is anytime somebody types in a keyword onto Google, okay? So let's say they typed in storm windows in your area, right? And they were looking for a storm window company off of Google, right? But let's say they don't call you on Google, okay? And then 10 minutes later, they decide to go on their personal Facebook page. Well, since they typed in that keyword onto Google, what would happen is we would be showing them now an ad from you guys, right, on their personal Facebook page. It's called retargeting ads. It happens to us all the time, right? Like, I'm sure you've had that happen to you where you typed on something into Google and then you were watching a YouTube video, right? And then all of a sudden an ad hits on there that you typed in earlier. Has it ever happened to you before?
Well, I'm not on Facebook anymore, but I remember it happening.
Yeah. So that's what we would be doing, right? We would be utilizing that platform to get you exposure so that they can call you directly from Facebook, right, as well, right, to ultimately get you clients as well. So they click on the ad off Facebook, they call you directly. So a lot of my clients, Tim, right, they get really great results off of the way we Facebook advertise as well. Okay. We don't spend a ton of money on the Facebook ads, but we spend enough where it yields you results and it yields you a consistent ROI every single month on that. So that package pretty much covers all your bases. Okay. So let's go over costs, right? So you understand how this all breaks down, right? I'm going to go over how, like, the nitty gritty too. Good news is with you being on Facebook and you being on the map section of Google, it truly is a flat rate. There's no long-term contract or anything, right? But that's the beautiful thing about our packages, right? Okay. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay. So let's talk about how the pay per lead program works, and I'm going to go over the nitty gritty and pricing on everything, okay? It takes about 60 days to get you approved for the pay-per-lead program, okay? I can get you on the tippy top of Google and on the map section and the Facebook ads. The Facebook ads in the map section, that takes us only a couple of weeks to build you out to get you there, okay? But the tippy top, like actually at the very, very top, right, that process is a process. They got to do the background check. They got to make sure that, you know, we got proof of the name, right? We got to get your Google business profile set up. We got to get you some five-star reviews on Google, all that stuff. Our company needs to get set up for Google to say, okay, these guys are legit. We're going to put them at the very tippy top, okay? Once we do get you up there, though, you can draw from the paper leads as aggressively or as slowly as you like. Obviously, you want to start slow because you don't want to just start, you know, paying for leads like crazy. But the cool thing is the pay-per-lead program is there, Tim, when you need those leads and you can take on more business, right? I always say it's the filler, right? It's not your main thing, but it's there when you want to actually like turn it on and get some more business and you can handle the business. But when you're busy, obviously you turn it off. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how it works is this, okay? Anytime you get pricing over the phone, or you agree to meet the customer on the pay-per-lead, that's the only time Google's going to charge you. Okay? Now, obviously, you got to be smart with it. You're not just going to take every lead or every phone call off of that platform, right, because they're going to charge you, right, if you give pricing to every call on that. So you got to be smart. Does this person make sense for me to spend the money on for this phone call? And that's like you ultimately knowing your business, know how to delineate that or not. You know, if it doesn't make sense to spend money on them, you just simply say, you know what, I appreciate you calling in. Unfortunately, you know what, I can't help you out today, right? And then Google won't charge you for that call, okay? Now, sometimes it sucks turning down that business, but again, you'll see why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it because, right, ultimately, you know, Google's going to charge you, you know, a little bit of money for this call, right? Especially the size of your guys' jobs. Right. And your type of, you know, work, it's not going to be like a $20 lead. It's going to be a $95 lead is what they're going to charge you for being at the very tippy top of Google. Okay.
Okay.
But it's fair, right? Because they're not going to charge you for bunk calls, right? You know, Angie's, you get charged for everything, right? With Google, right? It's the most fair platform I've ever seen because the only time you're getting charged is if you actually want that lead. So if you make that conscious decision, you're talking to this person, you're like, okay, yeah, this is going to be a really good job. They got like 10 windows that need to be replaced, right? Yeah, I'll pay $95 all day long for this person, right? Some guys have 100% close rate per lead, but for the most part, I see it. It's about for every two leads equals a sizable job. Okay. Where it makes sense, right?
At $95, I only need to close probably one out of 30 to give me a good ROI.
And you're going to have a way higher. You'll probably have a one out of three maybe when you first start. So 95 times three, you would probably be spending about $285. That's depending on how good your close is. And again, because you're going to be smart on it, though. See, you're only getting charged $95 if it's a lead worth spending the money on. That's why I'm very particular how I phrase all this because, you know, I don't want you guys going crazy. Like my Stingray Electric, though, he doesn't care. He's open wide so much, like they're taking as many as he can, right? But like you guys, like starting off, obviously you want to be careful because $95 is $95. Right. I don't care how you spin it. That's $100 basically. Let's just cut it, say what it is, right? Really with $5 difference, right? $100 a lead, right? So you want to be very careful on who you take on, right? And get pricing or meet because you don't want to just be throwing that money down the drain. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. But if you're smart about it, it ultimately does very, very well, and it will give you amazing ROI, right? At least 10 to 1, okay? So ultimately, that's why I like that platform because that will really help you grow. The only downside to this platform, the pay-per-leads, okay, is Google does, no matter what we all, you know, wish it would be, right, Google will make it that you guys prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So that's, you know, when the time comes, that's about a $1,235 investment for 13 leads, right, up front, right? But you don't have to take all 13, but they will, like, sometime February when we're, you know, sitting down, we're like, okay, Tim, it's time now to set this portion up. By then, you've already gotten some jobs from us. You've already gotten a great return on investment from us just having you on Google. But for this platform, they would make you spend for 13 leads prepaid up front.
Okay.
You think that's going to be within your means?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, considering the size of your job, like, yeah, like I have roofers, like, yeah, like certain platforms it makes sense for, like, you know, this, you know, lead program. Certain, you know, it's like the lead cost is like crazy,
yeah,
right?
Job cost. Because it's hurricane rated windows, which are about double the cost of a standard window.
Yeah.
Our average job is about double what a roofer does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little
more. So that's good. So, I mean, you're going to be on the whole window repair platform. Is like, is that the vertical on the tippy top of Google? They only have one on the tippy top. It's the window repair. And I'll kind of here, I'll explain to you what those like keywords like look like here. Let me just pull it back up. So it'll be like glass installation, window installation, window repair, board up, like all those keywords are what are like going to show you at the very tippy top. And then again, you have the discretion whether you want to pay that $95 for that lead. And so as long as you're smart with it, Tim, you're going to be very well on it. Okay. But the good news is with that platform is you turn it on and off as business moves, right? So when you guys are busy, obviously you're not running these leads, right? You're still going to be on top of Google on the map section and in our Facebook ads, right? But, you know, these leads, since they do come at a premium, they are costly, right? You know, you'll be able to turn it on and off with our app or going into our, you know, our website at any time. So it's very easy to control. Like, let's say you go on vacation or, you know, this work starts piling up, right? It's one of those things that, you know, you'll have the full control. Okay. Good news is we put tracking on all of everything, right? So we're going to know, and you're going to know how all the campaigns are doing on a month-to-month basis, okay? That's one thing that I love about our company is we actually put a tracking phone number all over the place. So, like, we know how everything performs, right? And then ultimately it helps us make the tweaks and so that we can continue to keep you on as a client, because at the end of the day, it comes down to, okay, are you getting a good ROI every month, okay? And so that's a great thing. And all your calls are recorded as well. So it helps you stay organized on your leads. You can always go back and listen to them, right? So that it, you know, kind of acts as like a management platform for you. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now your domain name, you have access to that domain name, correct?
Like yep, I own that.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Because, what made you do a .net? Was it just because there wasn't a .com available?
It was $100 cheaper. And okay. And I'm buying the .com one, but I need to kind of get the business up and running. I don't even technically – I was kind of going out on a limb just to build the .net one because I don't own AGC yet. But I wanted to have that website built for day one. So I just went ahead and bit the bullet and put some money on it.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're thinking about all the right things. If you can get me that DBA showing window impact, right, I can get you because again, I don't want to show you as AGT builders. I want to show you as window impact. It just makes more sense, right, because it screens what you do. If I show Google, like if I show the public your AGT builders like we talked about earlier in the call, it's going to totally confuse everybody, and it's actually going to hurt your business rather than help it grow. Right. So I think about the little things, right?
So impact.
Yeah. So the DBA, like, honestly, will take you, like, literally, you could have that up in a week, right? So it's not a hard process to do a DBA. You can still keep your AGT builders, but we want to show the DBA as, you know, window impact just to help you, like, screen what you do. Okay. So most of my clients, they start off with our ideal package, which is everything I talked to you about, which is why, which Stingray Electric, if you Google them, right, that's what they're on, okay? And the ideal package basically breaks down for this, okay? Your first month is $549, okay? And what that includes, and again, I'll email this to you too in a second so we can go through it, but it includes your first month of being on Google, right, includes your Facebook ads. Every month we spend $100 on Facebook ads, okay, so we're not going too crazy, okay? And then it includes your application to get you approved for the pay-per-leads, okay? The pay-per-leads, we got to do the background check. We got to show them the contractor license, right? So we'll have to get that once you own the business officially next week. And then it will include getting all that paperwork and all that put together. So that's the first month allocation. Then every month thereafter, Tim, it's only $299. The $299, $199 of that keeps you on top of Google for all your keywords right in the map section. Again, you'll get calls off of that every month. And then $100 of that goes towards your Facebook ads. Okay. Again, it's designed to start somewhere, right, where we're not going too crazy. Okay. The only additional charge to your $299 package is how many pay-per-leads you take on a month-to-month basis. Okay. So obviously you got to prepay for 13, but, you know, just to keep the math simple, let's say you took 5 pay-per-leads like in February, 5 times 95, that's 475 plus your 299. That month you would have spent $774 basically for the entire month for your marketing.
Gotcha.
Now, based on our discussion, can you see how the ideal package will benefit your business?
So walk me through the number again. The ideal package is how much?
Got first month, $549. Okay, and then it's $299 there every month thereafter.
Okay.
The only additional cost, okay, and in fact, let me go ahead and grab your email so I can just email it all to you too, so you can see it while we talk. What's your email?
Tim@agtbuilders.com.
Okay. But eventually you'll have like an email off of that, the window impact. You'll eventually have one off of that too. Okay, perfect. Like I said, there's a lot to do in setting up a business. I know exactly what you're going through because I see it all the time. So it's like I got to be a business expert too, you know, but I get it. So let me go ahead and send this to you right now. Okay. Okay, so. So how have they been getting most of their business? Or are they been like focusing on other areas, or they've been doing windows right now? These
they focus purely on new construction.
Oh, I gotcha. You're trying to go a different vertical.
Yeah, the R&R business has just been like, hey, Joe Schmo from ABC Builders is going to replace the windows in his home. We're going to do them for. Or, you know, so very word of mouth, very, very small, but that's only 10% of their business. And the new construction work tends to run at 20 to 30 margin. R&R work, like traditional R&R work, typically runs closer to a 40 to 60 margin. So it's my goal to bring in more and more R&R work to bring up my mixed margin numbers.
Sure. You're smart. I like that about you. I have a lot of guys like you too. I have over 1,000 clients, so it's like I hear about, like your guy, the home service industry is like booming right now. AI can't take it over, right? You know, and you guys have to have good leads though, ultimately, to survive right now. Like, you know, some people like, I talk to some old guys though too, like, I got so much business I can't even keep up. I don't need Google. And then there's like some guys that like understand like you need Google, right? Because you need to be where people are looking. Plus you're giving that business away when you don't have, right, the right, like, marketing campaigns, you know, because 93% of all business is found off of Google, right? So the only reason why we use Facebook though is let's say, you know, you don't get in front of, like, they don't call you off of Facebook. You know, I mean, excuse me, they don't call you off of Google, Tim. I'm trying to multitask and email at the same time. You know how those guys are. But if they don't, like, call you off of Google, you want to get in front of them off Facebook because, you know, that will generate results. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, let me call this guy. Wow, okay, yeah, he seems like a legit business. So I got an ad on my Facebook, obviously. Let me call this guy and see what they have to offer. So that's why we have that as a writer, because Facebook will get you jobs. You'll be shocked, like. Like, wow, I just got a $2,000 job because they, you know, they call me from Facebook, you know, and that's what's great about the way we do it in terms of everything.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so I just sent this to you right now. Why don't you go ahead and pull it up? And that Stingray Electric in your state, by the way, that the owner did a nice video for us on how he uses this package. So on the same package that you're in, that we're talking about, is the same package he's on too, right? And what's cool about this is it really walks you through, like, well, I'm not just throwing you in the deep end of the pool. Like, we're starting shallow end and then working towards the deep end. Right. So yeah, it's coming from Matt M. Evans at Local Splash. It sometimes takes a second, you know, our server's got to. So Tim at AGTBuilders, right? .com.
Yep. Builders with an F.
Yeah. So it's plural. Yeah.
Nope. I got it.
Okay, good. All right, so just the front, like the first part of it, just some videos I always send to people. Like we were on TV at one point, NBC News put us on TV. We're actually a big company, a Fortune 500 company, so we really do lead the space. Extra Space Storage, I'm sure you've heard of those guys. They're all over the U.S., I mean, everywhere. They have 4,400 locations. Their director of marketing did a video for us. I mean, they use us. And then the Stingray Electric, which is in your state, he did a really good video. I really like out of all those, I would say watch that one. So we would make sure you show up on all the keywords, window company, hurricane windows, window repair, window board, anything that relates to your business, like the top 10, 15 keywords. We want to make sure you show up, right? So that people click on you and they call you directly. Okay. So here's how the pricing breaks down. $199, that's every month, and it's going to be down below as well. That keeps you on the top of Google in the map section. Okay? So anybody in the Cape Coral and surrounding areas are going to see you guys. They click, they call you directly. Okay? It's a flat fee. $100 a month of that, right, starting off is a great number. Right, to get you results, but not spending too crazy. Again, I'm not trying to just run this bill up for you, okay? To get you approved for the pay-per-leads, it's a one-time cost of $250, okay? That covers your background check. That gets all the paperwork working with Google, right? It's time-consuming for us to get that all taken care of for you, okay? It's not like just a quick boom, boom. I wish it was. So that's why the first month, $549. But then every month thereafter, it's $299 thereafter, okay? Which covers you staying on the top of Google, again, $199, and then your Facebook ads of $100. We could always add more fuel or more monies, right, to like Facebook, right? You could always do more pay-per-leads, but there's ways we can grow this over time as you grow, is what I'm saying, okay? But the $299 keeps it affordable. Keeps enough like jobs to come in where you're making money, because you're with your business, it sounds like you're going to have a very good return on investment for what you do and your price point, right? So I think you guys are going to like absolutely crush like with the $299 and then the $95 pay per lead, right? That's going to be, like I said, where we take your business to the next level and start adding filler. You know, when you get approved for it sometime next year.
So $549 a month and then $299 a month after that, and then it's $95 per paid lead.
Yes. Correct. So like, for instance, if we go to, let's do this. Let's go to, we're going to go to Google. We're going to both type in window company in Cape Coral, Florida. Okay? And let's look at what's showing up right now. Let me know when you see that.
Got it.
Okay, hold on. Just want to make sure. There it goes. Google was like not liking me. Okay. So I might be showing something different, but on the very tippy top, I show Window World and Morgan Exteriors of Fort Myers. Is that what you're kind of showing?
Yeah, I see Window World, then Florida Window Geeks.
Okay, yeah. So it's going to vary a little bit, but at the very tippy top where it says sponsor businesses, that is the pay-per-lead platform. Okay?
Yeah,
those guys right now are spending anybody they get pricing or, you know, anybody like they meet with are spending, like I said, the 95. Okay? Now, benefits of having us to evolve with this is we're going to make you more efficient. I have a plumber. This is a true story. I had a plumber that was spending $15,000 a month with Google, right? And I got involved with them several months ago, and I was like, look, I can save you about 25% off of your ad campaigns by us being involved. He's like, no way. I've been doing it, da-da-da. And we got involved, and I'm saving them more. I'm actually saving them 35% right now. Like, that's how we did a study on it. And he's like, he's about to bring me two other of his other businesses because he's now spending less, right, for his ad campaigns, and he's getting just as good of results. So we were able to save him a lot of money because of our efficiency and, like, how we, like, make sure everything is tied in together so that he's not overspending, right? So that's one thing that really helps us being involved together is, like, we're going to make sure your ad spends are better being utilized so you're not just spending money left and right. Okay. So we would put you there up there at the very tippy top. But if you go in the map section, like I'm showing Florida Window Geek, CLA Window and Doors, Build All, like are you seeing any of these businesses? You might be depending on where you are in Cape Coral, but are any of those showing up on the top?
Yeah, some of them. I'm in Punta Gorda right now.
Oh.
So maybe that's
gotcha.
Different.
Yeah, but if you typed in window company in like Cape Coral, Florida, you would kind of see more exactly what I'm saying. But my point I'm making is, Tim, on the map section, that's where we're going to be for the $299. Yeah, $199 is going to make sure that you stay up there because we got to constantly be working on that because it's like search engine optimization, right? And then out of that package, $100 on the retargeting ads is going to go towards the Facebook ads. So any of the keywords that people typed in, right, onto Google, those people are going to get the Facebook ad. So we're not just blanketing a Facebook ad to anybody, right? We want to make sure it's actively people that are looking for your service so that it's targeted and it's measurable month after month.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it possible to optimize like in Bonita, say, instead of Cape Coral?
Well, it depends on where your like business address is. So if your DBA, if your DBA has a different address, that's where we can basically put you.
Move it.
Right? Like, in other words, so like if it was like Fort Myers, Cape Coral, but it's got to be where your DBA that you're going to set up. And again, you can use like a home address or any address really that like as long as you have access to it. But that DBA has got to have the address where you kind of want your business to be. But here's the cool thing, the paper leads, you can go anywhere with that, like in the region, like you can use. So yes, the paper leads will give you that like ability to, and even Facebook too, like we can target different zip codes on the Facebook side, right? Like we can play around with like moving it, but the map section is based around the business address.
Okay.
Right. So that's where like, so your business address, what is it going to be a Cape Coral address for the window? Okay. So yeah, your map section, you'll be there, but like the paper leads and then the Facebook ads, we can target different areas. Like, and, we can even do what they call pay per click over time too, where, on different side of Google too, where it kind of puts you more at the top too. We can target different areas, over time too. But with this package, this kind of starts you somewhere where it keeps it affordable, right? And then over time, like when we need to make adjustments, the cool thing is what we do is we assign you a dedicated account manager, okay? Their job is to be in contact with you on a month-to-month basis, right? Since I have so many clients, I don't have time to talk to all my clients, right? So that's why we have the account manager, to make sure that specifically they're communicating with you, and that the day-to-day grunt work is necessarily being done on your account so that you continue to stay with us, right? Because, again, we don't put you in any long-term contract. We do ask for a three-month commitment, right? But after that, it truly goes to a month-to-month relationship. So that's how confident we are in our services.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm just
trying to give it a try.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
You had me sold about 20 minutes.
What was that?
On my list. I said you had me sold like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had also good questions, though, too. Like, you know, like the thing about it was you had. Yeah. And we always have to take our time, too. Like, you know, like I don't rush this.
Yeah, I was planning on buying a service like this. I actually have a friend who does it. He might be upset that I'm going with you.
Yeah.
But I was planning on doing it probably post January 1st. But I need to get leads in, so I might as well get started now. And then I'm
well. And here's the thing about your friend. And like, I have another guy. Right, I've been talking to this guy for like probably over a month now, and I pretty much like I slapped him a little bit last week. I was like, look. This is what happens when you guys mix friends with this type of thing, because friends, like, I was like, who's your friend? Let's see if they're even a Google partner. It's like having a business without a license, right? I'm like, anybody can talk a talk, right? But then I'm like, let's look them up. Let's see if they're a true Google partner. If they're a true Google partner, then I'll respect your friend. And he's like, yeah, they're not a Google partner. I already know. I was like, well, then why are you like trusting a guy? That's like, you know, having somebody say, oh, I can do all this stuff, like, you know, but do they necessarily have the license? Like, you know, somebody coming to my house, okay, all right, you can install windows or fix my window, right? But are you a true window contractor? Do you truly have, like, the necessary things to make you a legit business, right? So there's a lot of guys that talk the talk, oh, yeah, I can get you on Google, Tim, but they really can't. You know, they're not a real Google partner. Right. You know, there's a reason why some of the biggest companies use us, because we actually really do get the job done. Now, is your obviously your like full name's Timothy. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
OK. What's your last name?
Harwood. H-A-R-W-O-O-D.
Yeah. And look, you don't even have to tell your like your friend, too, that you're using another company.
He
right? I mean, eventually he might find out. But
yeah,
it's like, you know,
a company called Mediagistic, and then he just went
what
to a
it?
New company. He was formerly with Mediagistic. You heard of them?
Mediagistic. No. Yeah, they're out of Florida. Are they a Google partner? Let's see if they are even a Google partner. Let me check right now.
I believe they are.
Okay, Mediagistic is, yeah. So that's good. At least it was a decent company.
Yeah.
So do you know what he went to now? He went on like his own?
Can't remember. Let me see if I can find it on LinkedIn.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Yep. Doesn't matter. All right. So
yeah,
what
it
else
do you matter? Yeah, if he does, if he gives you a hard time too, you know what to say. You know, like at the end of the day, you know, it's like you know, you had to make some decisions, you know. So hopefully that's not going to create too much problems for you.
No.
You know, you're like, nah, it's just business. Right. So, what's your email? Oh, I already got your email. That's right. Okay. So what is the address that you're going to have on your DBA?
720 NE 25th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Coral, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
33909.
Now, is this a home address?
No, that's the business address.
Okay. So you guys actually have a location?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm going to show it on Google, right, just so we're clear, Window Impact. Okay? That's the name we're going to run with. You're cool with that, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, we don't want to show it as AGT Builders because, yes, that's your probably LLC, but we're going to show it as Window Impact, right? And you're going to get the DBA, right, to support it,
yep.
Which like I said, we'll give you some time. No worries. I know you're in process of getting everything handled. So we want to, you know. And then it's, you said it was 33909. 3909.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. You excited to get this going in terms of this business? I'm sure you've been talking to these guys for a while, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite the process. I was going to have another larger business, but they backed out. They want to wait 2 years. Maybe my business will grow so fast I won't even want to buy them out in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is going to get you the exposure. And like I said, when you really start doing those pay-per-leads, that's going to really, really help you, take your business to the next level, which is great. So, and like when you're over time, we can spend more and more money. Like, you know, we got to start somewhere, right? And so this is why, you know, us starting here is a good platform, because you're going to see results your first 30 days, right? That's how quick we're going to move with it. And then within 60 days, this thing fully takes off, right? So like you'll see a difference your first month versus your second month in phone calls, right? And then once you get approved for the pay-per-leads, then you're going to definitely have everything kind of working in tandem for you. Okay. All right. So windowimpact.net is going to be your website.
Yep.
So I'm just getting all your paperwork and everything like taken care of right now. Just bear with me. Okay. And it's Harwood, HARWOOD. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Not hardwood.
Yeah, no D, hardwood. Gotcha. Yeah, Florida's a great state right now. My clients in Florida are doing really, really good. Now, this phone number, is this where you're going to want all your leads sent to? Like, is this the number that we're going to have? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you want on the account besides yourself?
I'm going to want to add someone. I'm just not sure if I should add them just yet. My sales guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can probably add them later. So we can add them later. So when you get with your account rep, right, and when you start talking to your account rep, which will probably be like towards the end of this weekish, right, when you start talking to them, right, because again, one piece of homework that I want, okay, there's two things that I want you to start kind of getting together. First off, have you guys done any window jobs recently, like in the last maybe few months with these guys? Like any window jobs been done recently, would you say?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them.
Okay. I want you to figure out how to start getting those people's information organized, whether you put it on an Excel sheet, Tim, whether you put it on a piece of paper, I don't care. I don't care how you organize it. Just get their name and cell phone number at least put together. If you can grab their email, great, but at least name and cell phone number, okay? Because once you get access to our platform and our app, every time you guys do a job, you're going to input their information into our system. And then what it's going to do, it's going to send out an automated text message to help you get 5-star reviews. Okay.
Awesome.
So Stingray Electric, I keep talking to you about the video I sent you of, right? They have already got 196 5-star reviews already by using our platform. Okay.
Awesome.
Why do you think it's so important to get those 5-star reviews?
Well, I imagine it helps on your algorithm with Google.
Not just that, it helps with what? People's trust.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because people start like, oh wow, these guys got, you know, 196 5-star reviews. Like I have this pest control guy, right? I think it's lewispest.com. Yeah. I have this pest control guy and he literally no, it's pestlewis.com. Almost got it right. So he has, let me see what he's at right now. He has 99 Google reviews. When we first started with him, he had 3. Okay. And he's been with us for like 11 months now. Okay. So that's pretty good. Like how many Google reviews he's gotten in 11 months. So obviously it's an everyday thing, you know, and then if you ever get like bad a bad result, we've now have a remediation program where we can dispute those bad reviews too for you guys, because you're going to get them every so often. Okay, so that helps. And then we are launching this thing with AI where when you do get a 5-star review, AI will give you a great response. Like, it will help you type up something really quick. And if you like it, all you have to do is click on it, and it will send that response, because you want to respond to your 5 stars. It also shows that you're active. Okay. So that's something too, something that's coming. We've been working on it for, 8 months now. We spent a lot of money on that. And it's going to help you respond to your 5-star reviews as well, which is great. Again, we're always thinking of like beneficial things for our clients, not just getting you marketing, right? It's a full service here. So we got to set up, Tim, a security question. So you could either choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What is that?
W-I-S-L-A-N-D.
W-I-S-L-A-N-D. Okay. Is it Wisland? Wiseland?
Yeah, Wisland. Yep.
Wisland. Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm just creating your invoice and everything. So like I said, your first month is $549. And then, like I said, it's $299 a month thereafter. And then we would sit down with you once you got the pay-per-lead program, like, established and, like, Google's vetted you and you were good. It's going to be probably sometime February-ish. Could be sooner. Could be sometime January. But just to set realistic expectations, probably, like, the beginning of February is what it's going to look like.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad.
But once we – which gives plenty of time for you to get lots of results. Yeah.
Month.
So help you start generating revenue, right? So you can afford those leads. Cause again, you know, once we do sit down and we're like, okay, so it's going to take probably a couple jobs, right? For you to be able to come up with $1,235 when that time comes. But when that time comes, obviously we would sit down. Okay. Now we got to do the 13 leads. Obviously you want to be very smart with it. We want you to have amazing, amazing results on that. So like I told you, just make sure you're very picky on how you handle those leads and not just get pricing to anybody. Your account manager will make sure they go over all those details again with you once I get you set up with our account manager to handle your day-to-day. But, you know, it's very important that you be careful on those leads so that you have the results you're looking for, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I can get everything taken care of here. How do you want to take care of your monthly obligation? Like, either do Visa, Discover, American Express, MasterCard.
Yeah. I have a Visa.
Okay. Let's just start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
Is that credit card number?
Yeah.
All right, give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I had a roofing company in Florida. They were spending over $3,000 a month with Angie's and literally not getting any results with them. Like, just spending a ton of money with them. I think did you get with Angie's or you just talked to them?
I'm in a program with them now.
Okay. How much are you spending a month right now with them?
$1,800.
Is it working or not really?
I'm so new to it. Leads started coming in on Saturday.
Okay.
But I don't even have stuff set up. Like, they give me a phone number to call, and when I click it, it redirects me and says, this number is not set up yet, so I need to call them today.
Okay. Yeah, but, make sure you get on that. Yeah, because let me tell you this, okay. And I like that you're not afraid to spend money because – you know, it takes money to make money in any business, right? So you're doing the right things. Did they make you sign a year contract with them?
No.
With Angie's? Okay. So it's strictly month to month with Angie's?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Even if they did, there's ways to get out of it, right? Like I always tell people. So if you find out that, oh crap, I did sign a contract with them or whatnot, but make sure you get your money's worth with Angie's. You're eventually going to stop spending with Angie's, I already know, because I see this evolution day in and day out, and you're going to redirect it towards Google, right? Because those pay-per-leads are going to be way more effective and way more in your control versus the Angie's, right? Because once you get a taste of those pay-per-leads, oh my God, there's nothing like them. But yeah, just make sure you get a good ROI on that, because, you know, Angie's is just running ads, like I told you, and then reselling them to you.
Yeah. All right, I have my card number for you.
Yep, I'm ready.
It's 4420-5723-5270-2130.
Okay. 4420-5723-5270-2130.
Yep.
Okay. And then what is the expiration date on the card?
10/30.
Okay. I've seen that a lot lately. A lot of 10/30s. I don't know what's that. It must be a popular year or date. I swear. I'm not even joking. Okay. And then security code, the 3-digit.
Yep. 085.
085. Okay. Perfect. I'm just going to get this all together for you. So I got to go ahead and read this to you. Okay. It's for your protection. And since I was able to get you a discounted rate. So, basically if there's any like confusion, you're like, hey Matt, what does that mean? Just say that to me and I'll just rephrase it for you so you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Window Impact, DBA, Perfect. ACT Builders.
Gotcha. Yep. You want it Window Impact or Window Impacts?
Without the S, Window Impact.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. And we're going to make that two words, by the way. Okay?
Yep.
In other words, it's not going to be one word. Or do you want it as one word?
Two words.
Okay. Exactly. Just making sure. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Harwood, owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are also authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877 number. I'll also text it to you as well as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So you being on top of Google, you're going to get sometimes calls, right, from other things, right? Like Yelp loves to call our clients all the dang time, right? Anytime you, like, you're thinking about trying any other services, please let us know because we can offer you a discounted rate, okay? Again, we're a full-service marketing company. So in hiring Local Splash, though, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously we know you're using Angie's. I'm going to put that in here as well, okay? That's not going to conflict with what we're doing. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, a proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, right? So we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary document within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So just work on getting that DBA established as quickly as possible, Tim, so that we can, you know, get that, because we're going to need that, and we're going to need proof of the contracting license information, right, so we can submit that to Google so that ultimately, we have all the proof, right, to get you approved for your pay-per-lead program. It's very important, okay?
All right.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is December 1st, 2025, in a non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the first day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Again, I'll text you that number. You may speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent your charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Simple, right? Straightforward. That's why I like our business. Okay, so I'm going to now send you, right? I'm going to go ahead and get this taken care of. And then you're going to get some, you're going to get some text messages in a moment, right? When I'm finished here. Okay. So that we can go through that as well. And then I'll have you on your way. Also, let me start pulling up the calendar so I can multitask. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, right? But what's your schedule looking like the next few days so we can get on a call with you and start going over some things with you?
I'm pretty flexible.
You are? Okay. Perfect. Do you want to do, like, would tomorrow be a good time, would you say? Or would, like, Wednesday work better for you? Okay.
That works.
Okay. I could do like a 10:30 your time, or we could do more like afternoon or lunchtime, maybe. Yeah, like 12:30 your time.
10:30.
Okay. You want to do 10:30? Okay. That works. That is awesome. Perfect. So I'm going to put you down for 10:30. Now, it might like be a little later, like a 15 minute. We ask for a little buffer depending on, you know, how things go like beforehand. But, you know, we're usually on time though. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Here we go. And then, like I said, you're going to get some, text messages automated coming to you soon. Just bear with me though. Okay. It's going to have some information on that I want to go over real quick, and then I'll have you on your way. Yeah, definitely when we hang up too, make sure you get on your Angies because you're paying for that, and I really like want you to get something out of that, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, and if, like, do they charge you all up front, that money? Or is it broken up? Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, you definitely need to make sure you get some money on that. Okay. All right. No problem. Okay, let me block you in on this time for tomorrow. So that way you... Okay. So two tasks that I need you to work on for us, okay? Obviously, your DBA, which you can start that sometime today when you get time, right? And then your second task, Tim, is getting your clients' like recent jobs, like name and phone number, like starting on that. Like you don't need to do that right away, but definitely start having that in the back of your mind because that will really help you when we need to start getting those 5-star reviews. Because part of what we have to do is get 5 5-star reviews to get you approved for the paper leads too. Okay.
Gotcha.
So that task of you like organizing all the clients' names and phone numbers, Tim, is really going to help.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, cool. All right, and then I'm sending you a calendar, like, invite, too, for tomorrow, okay? It's going to be at 10:30, right? So, and then here we go. I'm going to make sure I put my name on it, too, so that lets me know so I can let – okay, boom, perfect. Here we go, all the little details. Okay, did you get any text messages? Talk to me about that.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and there should be one that says there's a link on it. Like it says like here is your invoice and then it should have like localsplash.com/terms. We're looking for that like link for you to click on.
Yep, I think I got it.
Okay. That's something you gotta sign real quick. It's everything we talked about, and then there's like three check boxes that you have to do. And then once you sign and do the three check boxes, you hit complete or finished on it. Let me know once you've done that and then what the next step it does for you.
Oh. That's for me for my username.
Oh, you logging into your thing? Okay. You can, well, it's not really like, it's really not established. So like, it doesn't really matter what you hit on that right now again. So it's like, yeah. And like I said, we just set up your account. So there's really not much there, but like part of what we're going to do is show you all the features. Like, because, again, all your calls are going to be recorded, so all your leads are going to come into the back office. You can download the Local Splash app, too, which will help you, too, like on your cell phone, so you don't have to just log in on the website. But either way, our account manager, he's going to show you everything, like all the features, how to use, like to get the 5-star reviews, right? And then we're going to have, like your first month, we're going to have several calls, and then every month, thereafter, we're going to have a monthly call just going over things with you, you know, talking about the progress, right? And looking at the analytics to see what's performing and then like making sure that we're continually making the tweaks for you so you continue to stay more and more successful. Okay?
All right.
All righty, man. Well, congratulations. I'm going to definitely let you go so you can get back to your normal day. Definitely get on that Angie's, you know, and then, you know, you might have to make some hard choices or like, you know, give Angie a talk because, you know, you definitely need to get your money's worth off of that. You spent a bit of money. $1,800 is like no joke. So you need to get something out of that, right? Because that's quite a bit of money for that. So I would definitely start working on that. And then just make sure today, like, you start getting on that DBA because I want to be able to get that DBA, like, name to us sometime next week, even when you're, like, working on getting the business purchased by next Friday. Not this Friday, but next, right? So that we can have all of that knocked out all at the same time so we can get you quickly onto Google. So, like, you know, we have you results even before Christmas. That's our goal. Okay.
Perfect.
So, and like I said, and if you ever want, check this out. Okay. Cause I included this, but if you ever want your website redesigned, we can redesign your website like for free. Okay. And we make great websites too, by the way. So, if you ever want that changed, let me know. Okay. And, we can make changes, but we will need to get access to your website. We're going to keep it the way it is for now because I think it looks great. Who did your website, by the way? Was that you?
I have a good friend who does. He actually is starting an online, he's starting an AI company and he just does website design, UX design, programming.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of doing all that on the side. So I threw him some work while he's getting his AI company up and running.
Nice.
Yeah.
He started the company, though.
Hi, Lucy.
I love,
thank you.
I love
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love your website. Honestly, we shouldn't change it. Like, my professional, we're just going to go in and we're going to get, you're going to give us access to it. We're going to build keywords and stuff into it too, to like, you know, it's all part of the science, right? I mean, it's just like a quarter of the overall equation, but, we're going to, you know, we'll utilize your site. We're going to definitely link it to a bunch of stuff, and then we're going to make sure you're organically ranking, on the map section. And then, like you said, we'll have the paper leads eventually, and then we're going to have $100 towards Facebook ads. Now, my recommendation, this is long-term thinking, okay? Yes, the paper leads are going to be the best thing out there. Like, once you get it, like I said, when you, it's like a drug. Once you get a taste of it, you're going to want more and more and more of them, because, like, you have full control of whether you buy that lead or not. If you don't want the lead on the paper lead, guess what? You're not getting price and you're not meeting them, right? But to continue to grow out, my recommendation over time, I would recommend over time spending a little more on Facebook. So instead of 100, maybe spend 250, okay? That's maybe 6 months down the road, okay? And, like, when you're like, okay, you're seeing a good result on Facebook, you can throw a little more fuel on the fire. Obviously, you stay on the map section, like, you spend any more money, that's not going to change anything. You're going to be on the map section there. But sometimes maybe, you know, if we want to spend more money on Facebook a little bit, because Facebook will give you a good ROI too. Okay, so that would be my only recommendation, like, tweak-wise, right, in the future, is maybe spend a little bit more on Facebook instead of $100 a month. Okay, that $100 is going to be good. Don't get me wrong. You'll get calls off of it, right? But, you know, over time, as more and more money starts to flow in, that would be one of my recommendations to you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, Tim. And then we will talk to you tomorrow at 10:30. Start the process and start going over some things with you. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you then. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.